All right, turn in your Bibles or your iPhone. Slide in your phone. Exodus chapter 16. Exodus, it's in the New Testament. Nope. Page 6. Somewhere. Exodus chapter 16, it's in the Old Testament. After Genesis, so it's in the beginning. In the beginning, there was Exodus chapter 16. All right, so little backstory of where we're at. Lord spoke to Moses. Know who Moses is? Sure. Moses was going to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt. They were all slaves to the Egyptians at this time. And so Moses, or God through Moses, uses them to escape all of the Israelites, and so they're out in the desert, and they're wandering. And now the Israelites, and we see over and over in the Old Testament, it talks about how the Israelites came back to God, and came away from God, and came close to God, and they kind of ran away and started worshiping idols that they built, and chairs, and rocks, and whatever they could find and discover. They would worship other things, and they kept coming back to God, but then kept coming away. And see, the Israelites experienced these miracles unlike you and I have ever seen. I don't know about you, but any of you stood in front of an ocean? Or a sea? Yeah? Big body of water? Anything, everybody's hands should be up. The lake at camp, right? Any of those? And have any of you seen it actually part in half and you were able to walk across? See, these are the kind of, you're liars. These are the kind of experiences and miracles that these Israelites seen fairly often. Right? They saw water just pour out of this rock in the middle of nowhere. Just water starts shooting out. You ever hit a rock hard enough that water shoots out of it? More liars. But these are the kind of things that they saw all the time. They experienced these miracles, and yet they still had this tendency to run away from God and not believe and get discouraged because they didn't have enough food, they didn't have enough water, their clothes weren't cool enough and bright enough, and they didn't have all the nice new things. They'd find something to get discouraged and upset with God about, and then they'd leave and make a golden calf and worship that and think that that would do something for them. And so they continually wandered around back and forth. And so this is one of the times that they start bickering and getting upset and wishing they would go back and be slaves. Okay, they wanted to go back to Egypt and be slaves again. That's pretty stupid, right? After seeing all these miracles that God has done for them, they started getting upset that they didn't have enough food, and so they wished that they could go back and be slaves. A little bit dramatic, right? So this is at the place that we're at, and the Lord who continuously loved these people who wandered back and forth in and out of love of God, continued to love them anyways, and he says this, then the Lord said to Moses, we're in verse 4 of chapter 16 of Exodus, look, I am going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. Say that day. For that day. Say it again. Good. For that day. I don't even know where I am. I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they will gather food, and when they prepare it, it will be twice as much as usual. So God's giving them